You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church Hereford. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Good morning, church. Everyone okay? Good, good to hear. Good to see some family faces after the Easter holidays. It's brilliant to be once again together. If you're watching online, I just want to say how blessed it is to be having you over here. If you can one day come and join us over here as well, it would be lovely to see you in person. But sometimes we also have people from other places in the UK. Of course, my family in Brazil, they always wake up early to see, especially when I'm preaching. Not that they understand much, but they say, "Oh, look, how beautiful." Yeah. What is he saying? I have no idea, but anyway. But yes, so hello, mommy and daddy, if you're watching. If you're not, come on. Anyway, we are about in our last month of our series, Health Living. So in May, we're going to start something brand new. So we have few weeks to get healthy. Just few. If we are not putting into action what we are learning together, we still have some weeks to go. But before I do, I just want, today I'm talking about rest. And I want to bring a godly perspective of rest to all of us. But before I do that, I just want to add something extra to what I believe that we've been missing with about healthy living. Our bodies, we get healthy by the quality of what we eat. And our spirit gets healthy or cursed by the quality of the things we speak. We've been not understanding much about that sometimes, I think, because we still believe that we can still eat the Bible and read the Bible and eat from the Bible, but not paying attention about what we declare. They came to question Jesus because Jesus apparently was eating something unhealthy. And Jesus was really straight away to point out that you are worried about the quality of healthy, of what you're eating. But I can tell you something, is what comes from your heart that is cursing you. It's what is coming out from your mouth that is actually producing all your diseases. So as a church, we need to stand up and pay attention because we need to be more careful with our words when we say. If I'm not wrong, Dave Besant was speaking a little about it on how to declare and to about the Holy Spirit and how important it is. But I want to emphasize because I think we are sometimes under attack and we need to be careful with these areas and we need to protect our area, these areas in our life, on our friendships, in the church. Prophets, my friend, and critics, they talk about the same thing. Someone who brings a criticism and someone who brings a prophecy, they can be talking about this, literally the same thing. But they will produce totally different fruit because it's the quality of where this is coming from. So someone can come to you and say, "You don't look healthy." James, my friend's over there. I'm going to use an example, okay? If you're part of my life group, my friend, I'm going to use it as an example. So James over there, and I can come to James and say, "James, you don't look healthy." If I'm bringing him a prophetic word, a direction from my heart, if there's something that was meant to be doing, that will produce life. But if I'm coming with something that is producing from the bitterness of my heart, that we won't produce life. And we are producing life on each other. Our calling is to produce life on the life of one another. That's why we are over here. That's why we are mending what we're saying. That's why we're learning what to say. I am on this process. Especially as a British, sometimes I can overspeak. Oh, most of the time. And I need to find better words for that. I need to find inspiration in the spirit for talking because I can be cursing people with the right
apparently with the right intention, because I'm not watching how are the things that I'm saying. But I just wanted to address this to move on to the next chapter. That is about rest. And I want to bring a godly perspective of rest, because so many times we are not understanding this properly. I find amazing how sometimes we are trying to define God with things. John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 says, God is love. And most of the time we believe that God is being defined. God, we are trying to find a way to explain God and to define Him with things. So we have an understanding of love. We have an understanding of what love is. And then, therefore, we come to a conclusion of how God is because we know love. God is love. But actually, my friend, God is the beginning of everything. He is the definition of everything. He is not defined by love. But He gives meaning and He gives definition to love. Can you see the difference? So many times we are saying God is love, and we come from a terrible experience with love or good experience with love, and then we start to define how God does, what God does, how He works by our understanding of what means love. So God is love because, so God is this and this and this. Actually, God is love. So love can only be defined by the nature of God. Rest is the same, absolutely same thing. Our understanding of rest is not defined by what we think about rest. Our understanding of rest needs to be defined by the nature of God. He created rest. He defined what rest is. And I love, if you see, we're going to read a few chapters, a few places in the Bible. And I love Isaiah chapter 40. It says something amazing. It might be a little bit small, I'm sorry, but you can open your Bible. And by the way, please, I can see a lot of people not bringing Bible anymore to church. We have our youth, we have our children, at least on their mobile, but please bring your Bible to church. Amen? Like, I have a better amen for that. It's not the fact that it's over here. One day we were doing a quiz with the youth, a Bible quiz, and they had to, a bingo quiz. And one person was never winning, I said, oh, why are you never winning? I said, oh, you never say three kings. I said, I'm never going to say three kings because there's non-three kings. So you're never going to win. So we need to know the Word of God. Of course, there was a silly mistake, but but we need to know the Word of God. And Isaiah chapter 40, and to talk about rest, I want to start with this because it says over here like this, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting, is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can. Thank you very much, fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I want to start with this because when we read Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, when God created everything, He says that after doing all of that, what did He do? He rested. But can you tell me why a God that we just read over here that doesn't get tired, rested? We just read over here that our God is a God that He never gets tired. We just read over here that a God that never goes weary. And I don't know if that's the best pronunciation, but you understood. He never gets tired. So why a God that never gets tired? After finishing, after working for 6 days, He saw on the seventh day what He has done, and He says that He then rested. Let's read Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3 as well. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. I love this, and I've been questioning myself a lot about that, because I want to have a proper biblical definition of rest in my life, applied to my life. A God that doesn't never go tired. A God that says that if I wait on him, I will run and not get tired. There's something that God wants to talk to us and lead us to a healthy, better life. Because health is amazing. If you knew Isaiah, it's not over there, but Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 says that in repentance and rest is our salvation. If you don't learn how to rest, you will never be saved. If you don't learn about repentance and rest, it's there where is our salvation. So God is this Lord that he created everything, and after creating, he rested. But Jesus says about his Father that is still nowadays, he's still working. He didn't stop. So why can God, that doesn't get tired, rested? Because he saw that there was nothing left to be done. It's amazing how Jesus, at the end of the cross, and I've been struggling to find any place, the Bible says that Jesus, he was oppressed, that he went through big trials, that he suffered, he was stressed, he sweat blood, but you don't see him saying that he was tired. He was extremely exhausted. But there is a definition of that. And he says that still nowadays, my Father is still working. And our definition of rest needs to come from the Lord. Lord, the Lord is the one who established the Sabbath, the rest. And the same way, so when we read Exodus 31, and I'll read with you, because as we talk about the Sabbath, as we talk about rest, we need to understand what was the intention of God to establish this. Because, my friend, do you know what was one of the biggest reasons why the Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus? Because on their mind and on their understanding, Jesus didn't know the meaning of the Sabbath. For so many times, they wanted to kill Jesus, and they were trying to find ways to kill Jesus, because Jesus was healing on a day that in their mind he shouldn't be doing. Our lack of understanding of rest is one of the main things that is killing our relationship with the Father. In the same way that the Pharisees, they want to kill Jesus because they didn't understand the meaning of rest, we are also in danger by not understanding. Our health is in danger. Exodus 31, from the verse 12 to 15. The Lord, and I love, because over here is saying that the Lord, pay attention, we're reading few chapters, and in all of them, the definition of who is giving a command about rest is the Lord. And that is important. We were singing over here, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. This is so difficult. I don't know if you understand how difficult it is to sing this song. Because it's impossible for you to declare the song without something in you dying. When you declare that he's the Lord, you are saying that someone rules over your life. For you to declare, holy, 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 are you Lord God Almighty? You are saying that, yes, if there's something in my life that is Lord of myself, kill it. And that's why so many times we are struggling to understand health and rest. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbath. I love this. On the beginning, I love it. Because it doesn't say, you need to rest. But he starts saying, please tell the Israelites, you need to observe the Sabbath. You need, first of all, to visualize what is the Sabbath, what is the rest. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord. God starts establishing the Sabbath for his people, making sure that they understand the purpose of rest. The purpose of rest, establishing on us that there is a Lord of our life. I am, so you may know, the generations may know that I am the Lord. Observe the Sabbath, because it is holy to you. And anyone who desecrates it needs to be put to death. My goodness, JP, this is so strong. Just because I did something on the day of rest, I'm going to die. The Lord was establishing over here something that we should learn. And he established over here an example that if we don't understand, we're going to die. We're not going to have a healthy life if we don't understand. He comes over here and says, look, what I'm trying to teach you is really simple. You're going to do your part for 6 days. And on the seventh, you're going to stop to remind yourself that there is a Lord over your life. The rest that I'm bringing over your life is something that will bring over you the understanding that you have done a lot. You have worked 6 days. But on this day, you're going to stop to tell yourself, to remind yourself that it's everything in vain if you don't have me as the Lord. Because everything that you are working is already finished. It should be. The rest establishing us the understanding that I am working on something. That's why we're so tired. I have 2 kids. And although probably they are more tired of me than I am of them. But it's really difficult to teach them. So many times I think, oh my goodness, am I talking to a door that doesn't have ears to hear? Because you just repeat and it can be exhausting. But sometimes we need to understand where I am tired. If it's something. Because if I understand that I am doing something that I can rest, that God is the guarantee of my children. Because most of the time we are looking after our children so we can be Lord of their life. It's like we say to God, I trust you, I love you, but I'm going to help you just in case. I'm going to save my children. I know you love them, but in the day that I should be resting and understanding, observing the rest, observing and reminding myself that everything is finished, observing and telling myself that you are capable of doing everything, on this day, I'm going to help you a little. So I'll guarantee that my children follow you because you are not good enough to do that. I will guarantee that my children are praying before I eat. Because if I don't do that, you won't be able to guarantee that. And we're going to get tired. We're going to get tired because we didn't understand the purpose of rest. The purpose of rest is to bring to us. And he says over here, if you don't pay attention on that, you're going to die. It was a clear point out to us that if you don't understand, stop and rest. Stop and remember that you have a Lord over your life. Stop and remember that there's someone who rules over you and everything that has been done was finished. You're not going to make it. Matthew chapter 12, as we were saying, when we move back to the New Testament and we see Jesus being so hunted by not understanding the meaning of the Sabbath, the meaning of rest. When we see the chapter 12 of Matthew, pretty much at least the half of the chapter 12, Jesus needs to, in the middle of it, Jesus needs to run away, hide himself because they were chasing him because he was healing on a Saturday, which was the day that's supposed to be rest. But on the verse 8, when he's been questioned, he comes to a point and he says really clear, the Lord, the Son of Man is Lord. The Son of Man is the one who rules. And he is the one who rules the rest. He is the one who rules, who controls the rest. And they were not accepting it. They move on. After this, Jesus needs to say that because he was healing. Then he keeps healing. And they keep trying to find a way to kill him because of that. And I love this. Sometimes we don't understand the beauty of the Word of God. This happened on Matthew chapter 12. And I want to read with you so we can understand a little bit better about it. Matthew chapter 11. Jesus, before he's been chased by people who were not understanding the meaning of rest, the final verses of chapter 11 is an invitation for rest. The final verses of chapter 11 of Matthew, he invites people to rest. And then on the chapter 12, he's hunted by those who didn't understand rest. He first gives them an opportunity to understand. Let's read together because I want to read this with us. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come to me. I love how he starts that. He's saying, are you tired? First thing you're going to have to do is a movement. That's not usually our understanding of rest. Usually would say, are you tired? Stay there. I'll come to you. But Jesus says, are you tired? Are you feeling exhausted? Are you feeling weary? Stand up and come to me. Because there is a movement that applies on finding rest. And he says, come to me. And he's gentle. We're going to see he says that. It's not something that he's pushing it, that is like, you come to me. No, his words are gentle. He's full of love. And he says, come to me. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Because I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. I also love this part. Because one of the reasons why we are so stressed is because we believe that Jesus has promised us rest for our bodies. The body, my friend, doesn't need Jesus to offer rest. The body was created perfectly. The body knows how to rest by itself. A proof of that, if you're doing too much, you're going to have a faint. Because the body knows to look after itself. Your body was created to sleep 8 hours. The body knows how to rest. I remember one day I was living in Brazil still. I went to speak on a conference in South Korea, flying 26 hours from Brazil, a few 10 hours waiting on airports and stuff. I got over there, spent a week in South Korea, went back to Brazil, another 26 hours flying, plus 10 hours waiting in airports, everything else. Went straight to a youth conference in Brazil where I was speaking. I preached. After I preached, I fainted straight away. And I had to leave the conference because my body didn't need any help from me to say, I'm going to stop you. I will find you rest. But Jesus comes over here, he promises, come to me because I will give rest to something that you can do by yourself. I will give rest to your souls, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My friend, our lack of understanding, and I want to finish with this. Our lack of understanding of rest is terrible. As you can see, I'm a bodybuilder. I'm not. But when you go to a gym, and I keep trying to go back to a gym, it's an amazing place for you to learn about rest. And believe me, it is. Let me see. Who goes to gym here? I can see. Oh, I'm so motivated. Well done. I need to go back to gym now. But gym is an amazing place for you to learn about rest. Because over there, you understand that there is something that you have to do. So you go over there, you lift up the weight, you do your routine, you do like all the things you have to do. But if you don't understand how the muscle work, you will never grow. You go over there and lift up 100 kilos like me. Tim, laugh a little bit. Encourage me. I'm kidding. So you go over there and you do all the hard work. If you go back the next day and do the same, you never allow the muscle to grow. Why? Because it didn't rest. Because what happens when you are resting? When you rest, when you do your work, you go to the gym, you did your part, you did your job, you did all the exercises. Well done. Everything was under your control. The following day, you need to stop and allow something you don't control to work. If you don't allow the muscle to be restored and you don't control it, you don't tell muscle restored, bling, it's out of your control. But if you don't stop to allow something that is Lord, that works by itself, to take the control and produce healing, because you hurt the muscle, and now the muscle are being restored, and as it is restored, it's growing. If you don't allow this time for the muscle to have a Lord over this process, to be Lord over this process, you will never grow. My friend, I want to finish. Telling you, come and find rest. Come and find rest. And do you know what that means? Allow God to be Lord of your life. Just to finish, the youth are over here with me. I love on the first chapter when we read Isaiah, because it says, even the youth go tired. And why? Everyone go tired. Why does he say the youth go tired? And then it says that after youth, the young adults, they stumble and fall. You know why I believe that it says over here this? Because one of the biggest characteristics of youth is to believe that they don't need advice. And now the parents are feeling like, I'm having my honor washed right now. But you guys do this. So many times you think, I know, and my father is still telling me not to study, and my parents still keep telling me not to do this, not to do that. One of the characteristics, because you have so much energy and so much passion and so much strength in you, you believe that by yourself, you can do that. You can do everything. And that's us. We have so many dreams that God gave us, and we believe that because of that, it's enough. No, it's not. Even the young ones, they have energy, but they still get tired because they can't do by themselves. we have the Lord of our lives. And for us to finish, hallelujah. Are you there with me? Is it making sense? Yes? I want to invite the band to come again. And we're going to sing once again, really simple. Holy are you, Lord, God Almighty. And by declaring this, I want to invite you to place in your life, Lord, where Jesus has not been the Lord. You'll never find rest, my friend. You'll never grow. You'll never get healthier. You'll never have a better life. You'll never have a soul healed unless you establish, you stop, and you establish, and you observe the command of the Lord saying, I am enough. I am enough. You're going to go tired. I was talking to Jolan a while ago from my life group. I expect you at the end of the day to be exhausted. Otherwise, it means that you've saved something. I expect you at the end of the day to come back home and feel and say, wow, I gave everything I could at work. I'm empty over here. I am tired. I am exhausted because every drop of energy was given. Because the seed, if it doesn't come on the floor, it doesn't die, it doesn't produce fruit. But the promise is for those who wait on the Lord, they will run, not grow tired. They will fly like eagles. There's a promise. And I know that you and me, we are feeling possibly exhausted today. But I hope that it's just our body. But inside, I love that scripture where it says, on the outside, no. But on the inside, we are being renewed every single day. If you're feeling tired, we want to pray with you. Because it's better being two than one. But if you want to spend this time just by yourself, sing this song and invite the Lord to come. Enter my rest. He's saying, come to my rest. Learn from me because I'm gentle. Come to me. Let me be the Lord. Observe my Sabbath. And you will find rest to your souls.